Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
See a chance, gotta take it, wanna meet my fate. Cause the last thing I ever wanted was to find out it's today.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website, SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. We ask a different question every week. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And also what you can do when you get there is you can look up, you can type in Beth Ross's name, Beth Ross, in our search engine and find the work that she has deposited with us over the years as a member of our Brain Trust. Beth, thanks again for hanging out with us. Dr. Beth
Thank
Ross,
you.
Give us your website. Beth, tell our audience how they can find you.
Yes, I would love to hear from all of you. There's an 800 number on there. Please call me. The website is www.BethRoss.com.
Just
all small letters.
Just
no
as simple
space.
As it sounds. And Beth's talking to us about how to redeem key people, how to make sure that if something's not working, that you don't wait too long, don't let it get into the deferred maintenance category where you've got rust and you know the paint's cracking and peeling off of the relationships and the work that they're doing. How to take key managers and key people and getting them the kind of coaching help that they need. Beth, you know, we talked about that in the previous segment, but how do you, you know, I could see where somebody might say, okay, I know how to call Beth. I know where she is. I know somebody like Beth. I know how to do that. And I can afford to pay for this. I'm not worried about that too much. But how do I tell this person that all of a sudden, out of the blue, I tell them, I think you need help. I think you need a coach. I think you need somebody. How do you do that? I mean, do you talk about an investment? What do you do?
Well, what you do is, first of all, do it. Now, in
just
some
get it behind
cases,
you.
Yeah, get it behind you. But in some cases that I'm working on right now, the individual, it's not unusual at all for an executive or a management level person to ask for coaching. Bring it up so that it is an option and that you're going to pay for it and that it will mean so much more advancement. Talk about succession planning. If the person that needs coaching is a COO, CFO, or somebody right under the top or in the management team, make it very clear to them that you're thinking very, very, very seriously about how they might grow in this company. Many, many, many people feel forgotten. In the last few years, there have been minimal raises, if any at all. And so that's another mm-hmm. reason that people feel
and there's
like,
a lot, there's a
oh,
lot of, there's I, a lot of fear out there in the market, still in the market.
Yeah, and they think, oh, if I took another job, if I answered this query from this recruiter who's called me, perhaps I can get another job, get more responsibility, get paid more, mm-hmm. and so on. Don't let it get to that point. Make it so positive that this is going to be, this is no way a reflection on you as a
Which probably
person.
Means that you should start working on this before you realize there's a problem. In other words, don't wait till things get too bad. Don't wait till things get bad.
No, you know,
a
smart move would be to bring in a coach just to do general team building and morale building and work on communication skills. Mm-hmm. The biggest problem, the way everything ultimately gets solved, is working through that conduit of communication.
Right.
People stop talking, or they're afraid to, and communication lines are cut off. When that happens, you're in deep trouble.
So maybe the best way to talk about it, if you don't have any kind of an ulterior motive, you don't have anything in particular you're concerned about, is just to bring it up to the team and say, okay, I'm going to bring somebody in, and they're going to help us get better. Or if you have a
yeah.
situation that you're uncomfortable, you're unhappy with, that somebody looks like, you know, you got three people doing great, one person's kind of running off the rails, and it's obvious things are not right. Just say to them, look, you know what? I want to make an investment in you. I've got somebody I think will help. Just sort of talk about it like that, not like
yeah. The investment way is the good way to go. That's
yeah.
true.
Well, see, that's the thing that I think we should all, when we talk about training, when we give employees training, we should tell them, we're making an investment in you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, make it very sure that they understand that the training isn't free. It doesn't just come through the sky or something. It is an investment in change, for one thing. Moving forward, staying abreast of what's happening in the marketplace. Look, the world of work has changed and changed dramatically. If your company is functioning at this point in time, the biggest challenge you have is keeping the best of the best, so that your team is something to really be, not only for you to be proud of, but for people to be proud because they're on that team.
Well, and you can also use it as a form of recognition. You know what? I want to make sure that you can become the best professional you can be, and it's a benefit, like it's one of the part of the benefits package.
Absolutely.
Beth, thank you so much for being here. And I know you work with a lot of different folks yourself, and you come in and you work with the CEOs and the managers, right?
Yes.
And of course, you work with people all over the place.
I do work with individuals too. No matter where you are, we can work.
You work virtually. You know, you work virtually too. BethRoss.com, folks. Dr. Beth Ross is our guest and our friend. Give us that 800 number again, Beth.
Oh my gosh, I don't even have that memorized.
Okay, it's on the website though, right?
Let me give you my direct dial number in New York.
Just go to BethRoss.com. You'll find it there. Thanks, Beth, for being here. Dr. Beth Ross, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be too after these messages. 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.